Listening Library presents If I Stay by Gail Forman. Read for you by Kirsten Potter. 7:09 a.m. Everyone thinks it was because of the snow, and in a way, I suppose that's true. I wake up this morning to a thin blanket of white covering our front lawn. It isn't even an inch, but in this part of Oregon, a slight dusting brings everything to a standstill as the one snowplow in the county gets busy clearing the roads. It is wet water that drops from the sky, and drops, and drops, and drops, not the frozen kind. It is enough snow to cancel school. My little brother, Teddy, lets out a war whoop when Mom's AM radio announces the closures. "Snow day!" he bellows. "Dad, let's go make a snowman!" My dad smiles and taps on his pipe. He started smoking one recently as part of this whole 1950s Father Knows Best retro kick he's on. He also wears bow ties. I am never quite clear on whether all this is sartorial or sardonic. Dad's way of announcing that he used to be a punker but is now a middle school English teacher, or if becoming a teacher has actually turned my dad into this genuine throwback. But I like the smell of the pipe tobacco. It is sweet and smoky, and reminds me of winters and wood stoves. "You can make a valiant try," Dad tells Teddy, "but it's hardly sticking to the roads. Maybe you should consider a snow amoeba." I can tell Dad is happy. Barely an inch of snow means that all the schools in the county are closed, including my high school and the middle school where Dad works.